How does one even begin to discuss a man like Pedro Garza, or as I would call him, Willow? Born in 1945 in Monterrey, Mexico, my grandfather's life has been anything but normal. Coming from a humble beginning, he's lived a life with many lessons that he's learned throughout his years, rough challenges, and memorable experiences. He was a Golden Glove boxing champion in Monterrey, who immigrated to the United States in search of greater opportunities in the American dream. As a man who faced adversity, yet was resilient and never gave up, above all, he's a dedicated family man, whose experiences have influenced not only his own life, but the lives around him. Today, I am privileged to sit down with him and learn about his journey, from his struggles to his victories, and the important lessons he's learned along the way. Now here's the man, the myth, the legend, Pedro.
Nací en Monterrey, México.
I was born in Monterrey, Mexico.
Now, my grandfather didn't have a lot growing up, but he thought that he had enough. He liked the simple things. He liked baseball, dancing, and going to the farm, and just playing with his friends.
Mi amigo Raúl, otro amigo René, y Ernesto.
My friends Raúl, another friend René, and Ernesto. Are those friends still in your life today?
Sí, todavía están, son amigos, todavía viven.
Yes, they're still alive.
Y todavía nos juntamos.
And we still hang out.
Now keep in mind, my grandpa is about 80 years old, and he's had these friends still for over about 70 years. And from time to time, I still see them come over to his house, and they just talk, and they'll listen to music and whatnot. Now, my grandfather's parents were never in the picture that much. They were always working just to put food on the table. They were making barely minimum wage, working day and night. His dad worked in a factory, and his mom stayed at home. And though she was at home, my grandpa was always out, just trying to make money for the family.
Mi papá trabajaba en una fábrica de lámina y mi mamá en el hogar.
My father worked in a factory with laminating sheets, and my mother was a stay-at-home mom.
El primer trabajo vendía paletas, vendía periódico, vendía chorizo, vendía queso, todo.
My first jobs were selling candies, cheeses, Mexican sausage, and newspapers.
How old were you when you were selling these things?
Desde que tenía 8 años hasta los 12 años.
From the time I was 8 years old to the time I was 12 years old.
My grandfather's favorite memory as a child was whenever his dad came home from work one day and brought apples and gum for all of his children. This stuck with my grandpa. His family didn't have much, but whenever they could, his father would provide them with whatever they needed, but that wasn't really the case all the time. Every year on Christmas, his father would come home with one toy for each child that were provided by the factory that he worked for free, and that was all that they got. My grandfather was grateful. He never asked for anything more.
Cuando tenía su pago, iba al mercado y nos compraba manzanas y dulces. Y eso es lo que nos daba.
When he would get paid, he would go to the market and buy us candy and apples. And that's how, and he would do that every paycheck.
Bueno, te voy a explicar. Le pregunté a mi padre que si me podía comprar un guante y me dijo que no tenía dinero, que tenía que trabajar para ganármelo. Y me fui a trabajar a un lugar, a un taller, y me ocuparon y ahí me pagó desde los días que trabajé 13 pesos en aquellos años y con esos 13 pesos compré un guante de béisbol usado.
I asked my dad for a glove and he told me he didn't have any money for it, so I had to go and work for it. I went to a shop and asked for work, and I worked there a few days, and I was able to earn 13 pesos a day in those times, and I was able to buy a used glove.
We're done asking questions about his childhood. Now let's talk about his life as a boxer, his life as a father, immigrating to the United States, and things he's learned along the way. At the age of 20, before moving to America, my grandfather was a Golden Glove champion in Monterrey, Mexico. The referees had dictated that he lost the fight, but everybody in the crowd cheered him on, saying that he won, and they were right, he did. And they eventually gave him the Golden Glove.
Los guantes de oro.
I won Golden Gloves.
Yo gané los guantes de oro y me regalaron una bata, calzón y un guante de oro.
I won the Golden Gloves and they gave me a robe, the trunks, and a gold glove.
Tenía 20 años de edad cuando fui campeón de los guantes de oro.
I was 20 years old when I was the champion, a Golden Glove champion.
Did you fight professionally anywhere else besides the Golden Glove?
Sí, peleé una pelea profesional en Bowman, Texas, en los 1972-73.
Yes, I did fight a professional fight in Bowman, Texas, in around 1972 or 1973.
My grandfather immigrated to the United States in 1968. He first moved to Chicago, then Detroit, and then finally settled here in Houston. He worked in carpentry and placing sheetrock in houses.
El primer lugar donde viví fue en Chicago, y después me cambié a Detroit, Michigan, y después de Michigan a Houston, Texas.
I first moved to Chicago and then went to Detroit, Michigan, and then landed in Houston, Texas.
En la carpintería, instalando sheetrock y trabajos de carpintería.
I worked in carpentry and installing sheetrock and any other carpentry work.
For the last two questions for my grandpa, we're going to ask him what's one piece of advice you would give to your kids and grandchildren. Then we're going to ask him what are three life mottos that he lives by.
Dime con quién andas y te diré quién eres. Yo soy como el ave del pantano. Que cruzan el pantano y su plumaje no se mancha. Mi plumaje es de esos. No importa cuánto ganes, sino cuánto puedas ahorrar, porque ganarse el dinero cualquiera lo gana, pero ahorrarlo es otra cosa.
Tell me who you're with and I'll tell you who you are. I am like those birds that travel through the swamp and don't get my feathers dirtied. My feathers are like that. That just means that I can be around anything and I'm still going to be myself and not let others influence me. And finally, it doesn't matter how much money you make, it's how much money you save. Anyone can make money, but not everyone knows how to save it.
Pues que estudien y que sean unos buenos hijos y que nunca se metan en problemas.
They should study, be good kids, and don't get involved in any problems.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this interview. My grandpa had such a great time answering these questions and reminiscing of the old times. Thank you guys so much for listening. Bye.